Yirmiyahu Perichav Tes Pasuk Tes Zayin Le'ilu Nishmas B'tzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Yirmiyahu is addressing himself to the exiles and telling them, you've got 70 years to go yet. Yerushalayim still has yet to be destroyed, and false prophets are entirely incorrect in what they're saying just to try to make you feel better. Yicho Amar Hashem El Hamelach HaYoshev Al Kisei David. Because thus says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the king who sits upon the throne of David. Interesting that he doesn't say the word Tzidkiyahu. He just says the king who sits on the throne of David. It's not even Tzidkiyahu, he who is the heir of David. He who is the ultimate great-grandson of David. No, no, no. Unnamed completely. Me'am Loe says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indicating the anger and contempt that he feels for Tzidkiyahu who has brought us to this pass. And according to the beginning of the parak, we said that this is some 4 years into Tzidkiyahu's reign, 5 years into Tzidkiyahu's reign. He still has a couple of years left to go, but he's worn out his welcome. They'll call Ha'am HaYoshev Bo'ir HaZos, and to all of the people, all of the nation that lives in Yerushalayim, Acheichem Asher Lo Yatsu Itchem Bagola, and those are your brothers who did not leave with you into exile. They weren't fortunate enough to leave with you into exile because their stay in Yerushalayim, says Yabar Benel, is not for their own good, it's for their own negativity, for the terror that is about to befall them, as we know from Eicha. Yudzayin ko amar Hashem Tzavakos, hinani mishaleach bo mesachereb es harav ves hadover. The big three that we've mentioned several times already in this parak. Hashem says, I am sending upon you, into you, bum, within them, the sword, famine, plague, pandemic, pestilence, v'nasati osam kata'enim ha-shi'arim. Hashoarim. Sorry, trying to read my dots properly. Imagine back before they had dots. I will make them like loathsome figs, like the terrible figs. Asher lo se ochal no meroa. We had this metaphor before. The rotten figs, ripe, ready to be sold, says Rabbi Breuer, which stay in their baskets till they are completely rotten and no one in the marketplace would buy them. Essentially, avocados. You've got a window of about 5 minutes when the avocado is any good. And then after that, nobody wants it. So this is turning back to the metaphor that we saw in Parachav Dalet of the rotten figs and the good figs. Unfortunately, in this case, the good figs were already sold out in Bavel. They were already sent long distance. The rotten figs have been sitting around them waiting, and they will wait unsold. Yudches v'ra daftia charehem b'cherev b'ro'o buvadover. And not only will you be exiled with the sword and famine and pestilence, but you will be chased there. I will pursue them with the sword, the famine, and the disease. Unesatim leza'avo l'chol mamlechos ha'aret. COVID is going to follow you wherever you go, and I will make them, the exiles of Yerushalayim, I will make them a horror to all of the kingdoms of the earth. So it is, the Abarbanel says, the idea that the sword and disease and famine get glued to them, attached to them like by a magnet, so they take them with them wherever they go. And the lands that the Jews were kicked out of were healthy countries until the Jews came there, says the Abarbanel, and then they were stricken with plagues. So imagine if the Jews, coming back from China, like that guy upstate, New Rochelle, who was a super spreader, they bring back COVID with them, and then they're going to be thrown out because the countries say it's the Jews who brought this with them. This is what American nativists thought in the late 1800s. They had newspaper cartoons of smelly, filthy Jews coming in past the Statue of Liberty and bringing with them disease, poverty, anarchy, communism, you name it. When the Jews went from Spain to Portugal to Italy to Turkey, our Barbanel says the lands of the Ishmaelites, the lot of the Jews was pretty terrible. And not only that, of course, the people in the local countries hated them when they got there anyway, and so they would charge them double for everything else, and they would treat them lousy, which only exacerbated their situation. There is your SAT word of the day. La'Allah u'l-shama v'l-shireka u'l-cherpa. And they're not just going to be a horror. They're going to be for an oath, a curse, astonishment, hissing, lashareka, gnashing your teeth, hissing, whistling between them at the Jews, ulacherpa, and for a reproach, b'chol ha'goyim asher hidachtim sham, among all the nations where I drove you out there. They're going to hate them in every way. They're a terrifying example of what happens when God has it in for you because of the sins that you committed for generations and centuries. They'll swear by them, as David says, and he says, may I be as unfortunate as a Jew unless I keep my oath. The word Jewing people down is part of slang in America. That's part of this pasuk. Where I've exiled them also, Mitzvah David says, where I will exile them. This is going to be the case in all of the Golos. And we have definitely experienced this, and we are experiencing it now. Even in friendly, ecumenical America that welcomes everybody, all of a sudden Jews are not so popular with the left or the right. But it always comes back to our responsibilities. Jews, unlike Karl Marx, do not believe that it's all just the random hand of fickle fate. It is consequences of our own actions, because we didn't listen to the words of God, asher shalachti alehem es avodai hanaviim, that I sent to them in the hands of my prophets, the prophets, hashkem, in the morning, v'shaloach, and in the evening, from the morning till the evening, paying no attention, all the time. V'lo shematem no mashem, and you didn't listen, says God. V'atem shimu dvar Hashem, kol hagola asher shilachtim Yerushalayim bavela. So now that Hashem has spoken to the unfortunate Jews who are about to be exiled, so now you need to listen. All of the exile I sent away from Yerushalayim to Bavel. So these are the same people, but now they've been exiled. So Malbim says, after you get your punishment, you need to listen some more, which is hard to do. But Elie Wiesel talks after the Holocaust and the terrible, terrible punishment or evil inflicted upon the Jews, how he sought to lose his faith, but he could not. And he was listening. And that's our job, even after a terrible genocide, not what they're calling genocide nowadays, but a true genocide. After a Holocaust of 93% of the Jews in Lithuania, we still have to listen for that Kol Baruma Nishma and that Kol Demama Daka that is speaking to us to tell us that we need to straighten up and fly right.